What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. He's back. Oh yeah, I'm dancing in no chair on my bed, dancing. Oh yeah, throwing it back. And I'm your host, Chris Scavoli. You're listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. It's like the most important peel. Most important meal of the day. Serving it up Scavoli's way. Yeah. See, no one cares. No one cares. But we have an
Sweet
exciting.
SpongeBob reference.
Thank you. See, finally someone gets it. Someone gets it. No one else got it. But you guys are listening to the Scavoli Show. We have an exciting and amazing, awesomely talented girl here today. She plays an Ahsoka Tano cast player that is a great cast player. She's an amazing. She knows people. I don't know. She knows a lot of people, so that's why I'm her friend, really. That's why I invited her, because she knows a lot of people that I do not. And her name is McKenna, but we call her Snips. You know, call me Snips. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh yeah. See, now we got rid of that buzzing sound. Now we can talk,
Perfect.
and you can hear me fine, right?
Yep, you sound
Okay.
good.
I know my sexy voice is back. I know. And I just had to get it clear. Have my Beyonce. But McKenna, so I said in the little past, little second ago, of you playing Ahsoka Tano, what made you want to play Ahsoka Tano? Like, you could have picked like anybody in the world. You could have picked me to play, you know?
Well, I was late coming into the Clone Wars. I binged watched it after I graduated early from college, so that was about 2015. I was early grad in December, so I was like, no one's gonna hire during the holidays. I'll just binge watch the show that my brother's been telling me about, because we both love Star Wars, and so that's what I did for like the entire month of December was binge watch the Clone Wars. Which was great because I didn't have to wait for, seasons. I could just get it all 1 through 5, and I guess technically 6,
Yeah,
in
we
one
count
swoop.
that.
So I remember watching it, and at first I was super skeptical because I was like, especially when they introduced Ahsoka, because I'm like, how are they going to seamlessly blend the fact that Anakin has an apprentice into what we already know with the movies and everything? So I was kind of like a stick in the mud about it at first. And I think it was probably not until like late season 2 or season 3 where I'm like, oh, this girl's pretty cool. And it was like the first time that I really saw myself in a Star Wars character. Like growing up, Leia was an awesome role model for girls in the fandom, but like I would still like on the playground pretend to be Luke Skywalker. I wanted the lightsaber, I wanted to be a Jedi. So it's like to see this girl be front and center. She was a Jedi. She had two lightsabers and she's like 16 and owning it. It was really cool. And I like a challenge in the stuff that I make, and just her headpiece alone I thought would be a good challenge, let alone learning body paint and beauty makeup and sewing, because I really didn't know how to sew. So all those skills I've learned by cosplaying Ahsoka.
That's amazing. I feel like when you said you didn't get to know, like you really didn't like Ahsoka until like season 3 of the Clone Wars. Like I actually liked her in the first season. Like I actually was like, oh, she's adorable. She could be like my little sister that I take to McDonald's and she gets the toys and I don't. Like she could be that fun sister, you know?
Like
And
they
like,
purposely wrote her to be like a little annoying, and I get that. It's like, what 14-year-old do you know that's not annoying in a way?
I want to punch them all in the throat. That's how I feel. I just want to punch them
But
right there.
I liked that she immediately gave Anakin a hard time and like wasn't treating him like he was an eggshell not to be stepped on like everyone else seems to.
Yeah, like
I was
he's the
just
chosen one.
skeptical, yeah, about like the continuity of it all. And of course I should learn not to doubt like Lucasfilm and their story group, because of course it's all going to blend together perfectly. But I was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know about this. There's a giant spider as like the first villain in the first episode, Trench, but he comes back for season 7 for a hot minute, I think. Yeah, he
And
does.
then
Bad
his
Batch,
head
yeah.
gets sliced off by the
Oh yes.
Skywalker.
So
But I love how they did that because we didn't know Anakin had an apprentice, a Padawan in Revenge of the Sith or Attack of the Clones. We just thought it was his chosen one, Obi-Wan's apprentice, and that's it. Like that's what we got. But then the Clone Wars come, and then Yoda. Here's Ahsoka, adding, and this is your Padawan, because Obi-Wan can't take another one because he's getting too old and he's done with life. So honestly, he couldn't take it.
The best thing that could probably have, would have happened to Anakin's story was Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And like watching episode 3 now, it's so much better because you're like, oh yeah, well, he lost his mom. He lost his apprentice. He thinks he's losing Obi-Wan. He lost the council. No wonder the dude's like a second away from just going crazy.
Yeah, just like Daenerys Targaryen wants to burn down King's Landing, people, and we have to kill her. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, people. Like, she didn't deserve to die. Just saying.
Think I watched the episode with some friends. I didn't watch the entire show, but I was like, oh, she went and pulled an Anakin.
She just blew everything up with a dragon. Mm-hmm. But with Anakin, too, like, I think you put the Clone Wars with Anakin, and you feel like, okay, now his turn to me is still not, like, relevant. You know, like, his turn, like, no one can say, you know, oh, Anakin turned because of this, that, and that. Like, I don't see it, you know? I don't see Anakin still going to the dark side. I really don't. Like, I don't know. Like, I watch the movie, and then you watch Clone Wars. It's like, did he really want to go to the dark side? Like, did he? Is there so much information that we had on Anakin that he was going to go to the dark side?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just he got manipulated so well, and then I think he immediately realized that, but then was kind of like, well,
too late.
I'm in it this deep. Let me just, like, mosey along until I can find a way out of this, you know?
Yeah, and then Luke has to save his ass. Like, come on, Luke. Like, really? Like, we could have let anyone else save his ass. Like, I could have saved them. Like, come on. But, yeah, I don't feel like Anakin should have went to the dark side. Like, they should have just had, like, Darth Vader as an evil villain and then kill Anakin or something like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that better. Rewrite it. Rewrite the script. George Lucas, call him up.
Call up George.
Call up George when he lives in Skywalker Ranch. Call him up. But, McKenna, what are your top 3 favorite Jedi or people in the Star Wars? It doesn't have to be Jedi.
Opening up to everyone makes it hard. I think number 1's got to be Ahsoka. Just because she has the benefit of having a whole series to explore her growth into, which really helps. So, like, seeing her ups and her downs, and, you know, there's moments where she leans to the dark side but doesn't give in. She's just really interesting. She's awesome. But she's not, like, overhyped or overpowered. I think they're very open with showing her moments of failure, which is nice. She's not just the, you know, can-do-no-wrong type character.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. When I started watching the Clone Wars, I never thought I would, like, bond with the clones as much as I have.
I know, and me too.
Now, especially since my fiancé cosplays Captain Rex, I'm, like, Captain Rex is such a cool character, and seeing his growth throughout the series, especially in the last few episodes of season 7, he's just a really cool character. The fact that he kind of got retconned into being that guy in Return of the Jedi is pretty awesome. Trying to think who else. Number 3.
It's a tough decision. It could be me. If you were...
maybe a Yoda. Again, oh, because love Yoda. Yoda's awesome. I just loved him growing up because it's like, oh, you're like a little cute frog guy and you talk funny. I like you. But again, Clone Wars showed this other side of Yoda, like with him talking with his clones and, you know, saying that they all mattered, and the way that he talks with Ahsoka in season 7, you know, still calling her a Padawan, knowing that, like, Mace Windu was kind of a jerk to her. Yeah. You know, like, always being in her corner. Type thing. Like, it's just really nice. Yoda's just like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, I love Clone Wars Yoda. He's so cute. Like, the real, like, life size in the movies, like, scares me a little, but like he's so cute in the Clone Wars. Like, he walks with his little cane, he goes, yeah, I'm here, and I want munchkins, and we're like, yeah, we give you munchkins, we can give you all kinds. Like, he's just a cute character, and I wish and hope really that we get that interaction in maybe an upcoming series, like with the Bad Batch is coming, maybe we'll see Yoda again. Mm-hmm. And maybe Ahsoka, if she ever gets, rumor has it, a live action, you know, and we see maybe like something with them together, still feeling each other in the Force, because they go all their separate ways, though. They go exiled. So mm-hmm. Obi-Wan goes that way. Yoda goes to his little weird continent of a state over there, some weird swampy island. And then Ahsoka just like sticks around, really moving place to place. So we really don't know if they would or ever communicate with each other ever again.
Yeah, there's a couple of things like that I would like to see. Like, I would like to know post Rebels if Rex knows Ahsoka is alive.
Yeah, or like Rex knows Anakin's Darth Vader. Like, we don't see that at all. Right. Really? So, like,
I want a reunion scene.
I do. And then I want to be there and throw popcorn at them. I'm going to go, yay, surprise. And then me and Baby Yoda are just like, yay, we did it. We did it. We're just throwing it back and stuff. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. But McKenna, I know you cosplay Ahsoka Tano. So, what is your favorite Ahsoka Tano outfit?
Ooh, that is a tough one too, because a lot of them are nice for specific reasons, and then some also are pain in the butts for other reasons. Like, Rebels is nice because you don't have the hole in the back of the shirt. It's a lot less body paint, but with her armor, depending on what you make it out of, it's really hard to sit down. So I'm working on casting some new armor for that that will be easier to sit down in. Right now, design-wise, I'm leaning towards the Season 7 Mandalore outfit.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite.
The jumpsuit one is great because it has pockets. It's her only costume that ever has pockets.
I know.
So that was fun, just as like a, hey, I need a place to put my phone reason. But design-wise, her Mandalore one is really cool, and it's like, we haven't really seen her in a lot of blue. It's always been like those warm jewel tones before.
Yeah, like an orangey color or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So I like, you know, it. What, it's fun.
You know what I would really want you to make for me? Like a Ahsoka Tano Siege of Mandalore outfit vest.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Or shirt. And then I'll pay you top notch.
I'd say her universe needs to get on that if I don't, you know?
Yeah, like, come on. Like, her universe. Like, what the fuck are you people doing over there? I'm just saying, like, I can make all this. Like, I can give you all ideas. You just have to give me $500,000. That's all you have to do.
Oh, I know. I've met so many people who are like, how do you not work there yet? And I'm like, believe me, I've tried.
Like, I actually want to work for, like, Her Universe or something. Like, just be on the phone and say, yeah, that product is out of stock. And I don't know when it's going to come back, because that's what they all tell me when I'm on the phone. I want, like I was telling you, I want the Anakin Skywalker cruel neck hoodie that I want. Been looking for that, sold out. And then they tell me, oh, that one's going to be back in stock later this year. Okay. And then I tweet them again. And then I said, oh my God, we need these things back in stock. Like the Obi-Wan sweater too that I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
They said, not now. We're not going to putting them back in stock. That's an old style. That was a couple years ago. I said, yeah, it's a couple years old, but I still want it and I deserve it. Just saying.
I'm hoping they bring a bunch of stuff back, because if it sold out once, I'm sure it would do well for them again.
Yeah, like those things, like those are Clone Wars. Like Clone Wars is over now. Like we're done, you know? But like merchandise of the Clone Wars will always still sell.
Right. And there's not a lot of prequel merch anyway.
Yeah, there's really not like Revenge of the Sith merch. There's none of that. There's like t-shirts, like maybe posters, and that's it. There's not like, there's action figures, but that was a long time ago. Like, stuff like that. Now they're coming out with a lot of Clone Wars stuff, which I really like, and Baby Yoda.
My wallet's not a biggest fan of it, but I am.
Well, you're not a big fan of Baby Yoda?
Oh no, I like Baby Yoda. I was actually, I got an email about Gentle Giant doing their like super lifelike Baby Yoda statue, and it's available for pre-order for members, and I'm like, oh, he's so cute. But don't, you already have an Ahsoka statue coming.
Like they really priced that. That was $225 plus shipping. Like, I was like, are you, like, I knew that was going to be expensive, but I was like, are you motherfucker serious? I said, that baby's sitting in a chair with a ball in his hand. Like, that's not worth a lot. Just saying. And then they have the Anakin out, too. Did you see that one?
I saw that. They had done the animated Obi-Wan, so I was wondering if Anakin was coming. But I kind of debated those two for a bit, too, but I'm kind of focusing my collection on only Ahsoka stuff because I don't want to be poor.
I know.
I'll just keep buying stuff.
No, like, I'll get, like, I'm with you. Like I was telling you, like, Ahsoka is the number one, and Baby Yoda is number two, and Anakin's number three. Or Anakin's number two. Like, Baby Yoda, you can be third. But with,
because I've been getting a lot of Rex stuff recently, too, for Matt, so.
Oh, we love Peanut Butter Matt. We love him. Peanut Butter Jelly with a baseball bat. You know? Oh, wait, I got a new ringtone. Peanut Butter Jelly with a baseball mat.
Oh my gosh. If he comes on the show, you guys will have to explain that backstory.
We will. We will. That's his nickname, Peanut Butter Man. Even if I see him at a Comic-Con or a Star Wars celebration, hey, Peanut Butter, how you doing? How are you? But yeah, I can't wait for all the Clone Wars merch. Like Anakin, I definitely bought the Baby Yoda statue. Definitely bought the Ahsoka Tano statue. That was like the first thing on my list. And the Obi-Wan, I think I did. I buy it? Yes, I did buy it. But I don't know where I'm going to put everything. I really don't.
You should get a new shelf.
I really should. Like I can move a TV out and I watch TV at night. Put them up there and we just watch them, not move. Stay there.
Well, hopefully they don't move. If they move, you might have a problem.
I got the force really with me. But McKenna, we have to cut the break. I know it's sad. I know. Don't cry, please. Don't go anywhere. We got to take a 5-minute intermission. So time out. Time out, pit, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are listening to the Scavoli Show. And we will be back with the amazing, talented, who knows a lot of people, call me Snips, McKenna. And we will talk more about Star Wars with her. What is her favorite movies or moments from Star Wars and why? And we will ask her one important question that I hope she remembers. And that question will be the best question you're ever asked on a podcast. That's my evil laugh, if no one cares. But we'll be right back to the Scavoli Show. McKenna, stay put. And that's it. Bye. What is up, everybody? We are back from our little potty break because I had a potty. Scavoli Oli Oli with the ravioli had a potty. You know, that's it. That's all I'm going to say because this is PG-13. We have to keep it that way. I was told that I couldn't say rated R movies, so I don't know why, but we're going to go with that. You were back with Chris Scavoli, the most important host of the day, serving it up my way, you know, back listening to the Scavoli Show. And we have an exciting guest with us. Back with us, should I say. I said that. Yeah, I said it. McKenna, are you there? Call me Snips.
I'm here.
And you can hear me perfectly fine?
Yep, sounds good.
Oh, I know. My voice just gets sexier by the day. I know. I just wake up and I go, hey, everybody, it's me. Chris Cavalli. That's me. That's me. But McKenna, before we cut the break, I asked you so many questions about Ahsoka Tano, so I'm going to say, what is your favorite Star Wars movie or moment, and it could be Ahsoka-related?
That is a good question. My favorite movie, growing up, I would say Return of the Jedi, but now I would always say Revenge of the Sith. I think Revenge of the Sith is very, overlooked. People like to hate on the prequels for some reason. But I think the special effects are amazing. I mean, it was done in 2000, well, before 2005, but it came out in 2005. I think the acting is great, given, you know, the situation that the characters are in. The music is, I think, some of the best in the trilogy, if not the entire saga. And I'm an ex-band geek, super big nerd. So the music is always a big thing for me. But I think I got to give an honorable mention to Rogue One as well, because that was such a fun movie. And I remember being skeptical about that one because it was the first offshoot and it was great.
Yeah. Rogue One is, over always looked because it doesn't like, but it pertains to like Rebels. Like it connects to Rebels. Mm-hmm. Because we do get Harris Sadula, mentioned in that. So
good.
So I really like the characters, but they die too early. Sorry.
They do. And they we got do. A Ahsoka connection with Cassian being a Fulcrum agent. So
yeah. So Ahsoka could be in the Cassian series that's for Disney Plus coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe all the rumors, she's gonna be in everything.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be in everything too. I think I'm just gonna like transform into like a little white baby or something. And let's see if they pick me up, you know? Let's see if I cry. But what is your favorite Star Wars moment?
Oh, that's hard too, because I have a feeling that my answer would be different based on the medium. I really like the Battle of the Heroes, the Mustafar duel. Again, just because there's so many aspects of that scene that I love, and I actually did my senior thesis project in college on the documentary of how they made that fight. So I'm a huge geek about it. It's just like they went through 15 costume changes throughout the progress to show the singe marks and the burns. The choreography that they had to learn was insane. And, you know, Hewan and Aiden did a lot of it on their own. And just like getting the special effects and the music. So, and that's like the climax of the entire series.
It really is. I think it sets the tone for all the movies. Because, yeah. Like, we get New Hope in, like, 1977, and we're like, who the fuck is Luke? Who the fuck is this old, wrinkly old man Obi-Wan? Like, what is going on here? Like, what? Like, we don't get Anakin Skywalker until The Phantom Menace, and then Attack of the Clones, and then
it was the last puzzle piece. So, like, and I saw that when I was in fifth grade. So I was, like, old enough to, like, really appreciate it, but also it's like that moment when you're like, oh, all these Jedi that I've loved throughout my childhood are being killed off in front of me.
I know, and it could have all been prevented. I'm just saying, George Lucas, Dave Filoni, like, what the fuck's wrong with y'all?
They, like, live off of fandom tears.
They really do. Like, it, you guys could have prevented it. That gives them the power. That's what happens. They're overwhelmed by power.
Yes.
But McKenna, are you ready for this important question of the day?
I'm ready.
I hope you are.
Got
you
my know thinking that... cap on.
Oh, yeah. I love the thinking of the cap. So, is Ahsoka Tano alive in episode 9? And why? And then I'll give you my whole rundown, too.
Sure. I think she's alive. I think that because, if you, like... age-wise, she would be old, but, I mean, Togrudas can be old, and she's pretty, you know, savvy, so I'm sure she would last to be an older age. I think she's alive because the sketch that Dave put out after the fandom was like, oh my gosh, did you, like, kill off Ahsoka off-screen, blah, 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 rage, 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 fandom rage.
Burn houses down.
Yeah, and then he... post the sketch of her and Gandalf and him saying, you know, people thought I was dead too. And I was just like, well, that proves it to me that she's alive.
Yeah, because that's Dave Filoni's character. Like, that's his baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's George's baby, but, you know, he basically adopted her.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, I'm taking this orange little girl to my house.
And I just thought of something too, is people always, the argument against that, it's like, well, she spoke to Rey and everyone else who did was dead. It's like, yeah, but do you not remember Luke and Vader, like, having full-on conversations in the OT? And both of them were very much alive, but they were just having forced conversations.
Yeah, even with Rey and Kylo, like, they had forced conversations.
Exactly.
And they weren't in the same building. Like, then they transformed into the same building. I don't know how you do that, but great job. Great thing.
I think she's still around.
Yeah, like I said to you earlier, like, I'm a huge Ahsoka fan. My room, like you saw, my room is full of Ahsoka and Ahsoka-related things, like the Ahsoka clone trooper that you made. Amazing job, by the way. Amazing.
Thank you.
But yeah, like Ahsoka, like, I don't buy anything that does not look like Ahsoka. If it's made and it does not look like Ahsoka, I'm sorry, I will not buy from you. No disrespect towards anybody out there that does not make things that look like Ahsoka. I'm sorry.
Like the cursed plushie from 2008 that I showed you?
Oh, that was gross. I dreamed about that. That was coming to my... I felt something on my head that night. Just saying.
It's like Annabelle the doll, but instead it's Ahsoka the plushie.
Ahsoka the plushie the doll that comes off of people's fear.
Yes.
So are you ready for my answer?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm interested. I want to hear your theory.
Oh, this is my theory. We get deep. I get deep. Like, you're going to have to say, Chris, like, you just fucking, like, blew my mind. I was like, yeah, I did. So here we go. All right? So Clone Wars ends. Season 7, we know she's alive. And Rebels, we know she's alive. Okay? So the world between worlds is an important thing. It's very important. I don't know if people look past that episode or not really watch it that well. But
I think
the world
they're sleeping on it.
Yeah. They're very, no one's talking about that World of Worlds because Ezra just pulled Ahsoka out of a fucking portal. Like, who does that? Like, and we all know Vader was going to kill Ahsoka. Like, we knew Vader was going to strike her down somehow, or maybe Ahsoka could break the floor quicker, but I think Vader had her. But, so she gets pulled out of the World of Worlds, okay? And Morai is watching Ezra. It's just watching Ezra. So he's like, all right, Morai is up there. Okay, we see the bird. Then, lo and behold, oh my God, Ahsoka, like, how did we find you? So she gets pulled out of the portal. When Palpatine comes, shocks them, they run their separate ways. They go that way. Ezra goes that way. Ahsoka goes that way. So we know Ahsoka's alive. And by the end of Rebels, we know she's alive at the Last Jedi, because that's when everything is really over and Sabine and Ahsoka go looking for Ezra. So we know she's alive there. And we know she is rumored in season two of The Mando. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then she is rumored to be in The Bad Batch. So we know she doesn't die during that either. And the Rebels. So we know that. So in The Mando, right, she is going to be in season two. Okay. So there's rumors out there. I don't know if you believe them. I don't believe them until I see it really. Mm-hmm. But sometimes rumors can be right. Like, I don't know where people get the rumors from. I hate rumors, really. Like, I want to be surprised, but we have
that's those. My stance too. It's like, unless it's got Lucasfilm's logo on it and it's official announcement from someone I know that works there, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, but I'll have a little hope that it's true in the back of my mind too. I'm not gonna say I hate the rumors, but I just have a little hope. So she is alive in episode, just say The Mandalorian will take place. It takes place 5 years after the return of the Jedi, okay? So we know Ahsoka lives still. And then we don't know when the Mando ends. So we don't know where Baby Yoda and Mando go off to. That could be years. So Baby Yoda could be like 100 years old now, or 150. Like I think he goes by 50s because he's 50 years old. So in season two, you get Ahsoka Tano. Just say she is in the Mando, okay? Rumor has it she'll have the same cloak that she has in season seven of Rebels, and one lightsaber, and she's battling. I don't know who the fuck she's battling, but she's battling someone. there's rumor. That's the rumor. So one episode she's in. Okay. Then they cut. All right. We're done with Ahsoka. Then there's rumors out there with the live action, and there's rumors out there with three other series coming together. Okay. So in season two of The Mandalorian, Morai, and I said this in another episode with Catherine LaSalle, the cast player who plays Padme, that bird means everything. No one is paying attention to that bird. No one is. I know. And he's a fucking cute ass bird. Like, what the fuck?
Meanwhile, I'm over here like planning a Morai tattoo. I know it's significant, and I will, you know, I'll die on that hill.
Yeah. That bird is everything to Ahsoka. That bird would not be, that bird, even in the Mortis arc, when Ahsoka goes bad and then Anakin has to hold the two evil and good bodies down, and then they both die, everybody dies. But that light sister is in Ahsoka Tano. Ahsoka Tano is the light side of the Force. Yep. So that bird, if she ever died, Ahsoka, or that bird got shot down by like an elephant or something, that the bird and Ahsoka are not complete. So, and when they come all together, there's three series that are supposed to have a whole big group upon with series together, right? Mm-hmm. So Ahsoka's in it, let's say Ezra's in it, and let's say the Mando's in it. So they all survived. So now that's only a couple years before The Force Awakens. So what are you going to do? Just kill them off one by one? All right, Mando dies off a cliff. Ahsoka gets shot in the head. Ezra has too much hair, and he dies of hairlessness. So, and then Baby Yoda, you got this cute-ass little baby that you're making everything out of. Really, you're making bed sheets out of him. Mm-hmm. You're gonna kill that poor little baby off in season five, because there's five seasons of The Mandalorian. So you're gonna kill Baby Yoda off. That's what you're telling me. If they do or turn him to the dark side, I don't think I'll ever forgive George Lucas or Dave Filoni or John or doing that. That's to me, that's not even good for business. So going back to The Force Awakens. So, but where is Ahsoka Tano? Like, where would she be, really? Because I know she would not be just sitting at Burger King eating a McChicken. I know that's wrong, but she's eating a McChicken at Burger King.
She's a rebel.
So I know, right? So where is Ahsoka? And where is Morai? Like, if Morai does not show up in the Mando season two, I will be very upset. Because that bird is everything. And the world of worlds means something. Even Dave Filoni has posted, like you said, with Gandalf, and then they have Camelback with Rex. The world of worlds, you can pull anybody out of that portal, mm-hmm. like you saw with Ezra. So what happens if she's pulling herself out of each scenario, making herself younger. You know what I mean? Like, she's got to be now in her 70s or 80s by the time The Rise of Skywalker is there. So, but where is she at fact? That's what we want to know. And that's what no one's really paying attention to. Everybody's paying attention to the rumors. Oh, this show's coming out. Oh, my God, the Bad Batch series come out. But no one's paying attention of episodes 7, 8, and 9 and who are still alive in the Star Wars universe. We have Baby Yoda. You have Ezra Bridger now. You have Ezra because we don't know what happened. We have Hera. We don't know if she died. We have Sabine. We have Bo-Katan. We have Captain Rex. We have the clones that are still alive. No one's talking about these characters. Why is that? Don't know. I don't know because we're all worried about the rumors. We should be really looking at the most important picture of everything. You, as a Star Wars fan of me, what I do, I pay attention to every little detail and then I do my theory. I go, okay, so the World of Worlds, all right, you can pull anybody out of that portal. I know that. Ezra did it. So anybody else can go do it. But only a special person can be in the World of Worlds. That's what I'm saying. So with Ahsoka, she's the light side of the Force. She has Morai. That bird, she even said it. That bird has saved me so many times, I lost count. Something like that she said in Rebels when she saw Ezra.
I owe her my life.
Yes. So
that I haven't watched it too many times. It's fine.
Me either. I just watch Morai. I just love fucking Morai. And they made a statue with Ahsoka Tano and Morai. And that bird really wasn't even in the Clone Wars, really, only in the Mortis arc. Right. So why is that bird on her finger? Like, you could have just made her with lightsabers or just especially her standing with that there.
Outfit. Like, she only shows up at the very end flying overhead Vader. So I thought it was a very interesting choice that they put that as the statue. Because you could have very easily done the pose with the two lightsabers.
You could have. Or just standing, like her little cross-arm stance, like
the cutout, yeah.
The cutout I have. Like, you could have just made it like that. But they didn't make her Clone Wars version. That's what I didn't get either. Like, you just made her face just like anybody? You just want to draw it? Like, I didn't get that either. And then the bird looks Clone Wars, like it was in the animated series all this time. So that was weird to me, too, when that came out. I was like, that's a cute touch. But I was like, that bird, what are they doing with that bird? So someone knows something that we don't know yet.
Dave.
Yeah, I know Dave. Fucking Dave. His
trust tree.
We love Dave, though. We love him. But do you get what I'm saying, though, McKenna? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, it's like she's not just a Jedi anymore. She's like the embodiment of the light side of the Force. So maybe she has more power or pull or ability to get into the world between worlds and other people. And maybe she, like, time jumps or I don't know where she's hanging out. I was hoping and looking for, honestly, well, two things. In Rogue One, I was scanning every background scene like a maniac looking for her.
Or looking for her symbol, at least.
Yes, I was like, what a fun way to just like stick her in the background of a Rebel briefing room. And then I was doing the same thing in Rise of Skywalker with the ships. I wanted to see the ship that we last saw her in Rebels.
Yeah.
As one of the ships in the fleet. It could still be there. There's a lot of ships there. And I've tried, you know, looking at some of the screenshots, but there's just so many.
And really with her, I don't think she will be sitting down having a coffee at Starbucks.
Right. Like, that's why she's got to be involved somewhere.
Somewhere, somehow. Unless she does die, you know, and we just don't know it. I hope she doesn't because that would be really disappointing. But even with the movies that are coming out in 2022, 24, 26, 28, 30, like, what are you making? Like, I really would love to be in one of those rooms and discuss what's the next Star Wars. Because you can't go back to the Skywalker saga at all. You cannot. The Skywalker saga ends. You already said that in every promotion video out there. You can't go back. So what are you making now? A whole new evolution of Star Wars, this white kid that after Rey gets, like, old, now this is the new Jedi Order.
Oh,
like,
the broom boy?
Yeah. Like, you can't just do that unless you're going to have the same thing with Anakin, the Chosen One. Oh, the Chosen One. And Rey finds him and then turns to the dark side, like, the whole new other saga again, like, the same as the Skywalker saga. So what are you exactly doing in your movies? Because I would really love to know. Because the only thing that people really want to see in movies as we speak, as we're both here right now, I feel like you want to see an Ahsoka movie. Like, you want to see that movie from Clone Wars and then all the way to Rise of Skywalker, because there's so much story to tell with that character.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if we'll ever get a full movie about her. I think they're going to finish her story through different mediums like shows and comics and books.
Yeah, I think so too. I just said movie because I really want to see it.
Oh, it'd be cool. And I would go, for sure.
I would go every day.
I'd be in the theater in full costume, and they'd have to tell me to, you know, sit in the back so my leg who don't block the screen.
You're going to have to sit up there, man. You're just going to sit up there. But yeah, so it's very interesting of what they're making in these movies that I really, really want to know. Like, I just, like, no one has rumors about that. Like, today a rumor came out that Lando is coming out with his own Disney Plus series. So what are you really going to show? Is death? That's what you're going to show? Or after the Rise of Skywalker? That would be interesting, but Lando to me is really not important.
It'll be interesting if that turns out to be true as to what the substance of the show is going to be. Because I don't want them to give everyone a show. Like, honestly, I don't know if Ahsoka needs her own show. Because it's just like Dave says, it's like, I don't want to just tell a story because people want more. Like, and invent a story.
Yeah, just like, to just make content. One up.
It's like, he's very much like, if there's a story to tell, we'll tell it.
Yeah.
So I trust in that.
I do. I trust Dave. I think there is a story to tell with Ahsoka, and definitely. I think there is a story, but I don't know how. There's a rumor saying live action show, but I don't know how. Like, Kenobi series is only supposed to be one season, and that's it.
Right, because, like, they don't have a lot of timeline to work with.
They really don't. Right after Order 66, like, he gets old, he's gray, and he meets Luke, like, years later.
And so, we saw him in Rebels before Luke, so we kind of know what he's been up to.
Yeah, and he hides out every day, so it's like he just goes eat soup. Like Baby Yoda, drink soup. But, yeah, what is next for the Star Wars universe? That is my question. Because, like, with Ahsoka's definitely alive. If you don't show me proof, I still don't think that if they try to kill her off somehow, I still don't think she's dead. I'm sorry. That
she's eternal.
I really fucking think so. Like, because
she might be. She may have pulled like an Avatar thing. I don't know if you watch Legend of Korra.
No, I do not.
But there's a point where like the Korra as the Avatar fuses with like the good spirit of the spirit world and they become one. It's kind of like the light side and the dark side. Like there's a dark spirit that they fight, but they are like fused. And so maybe that happened with the daughter and now Ahsoka was like some light side force guardian archetype type thing.
Yeah, and Morai is there to help. Like, Morai, like, people are overlooking that whole arc. Like, they go, well, it's not my favorite arc, but, like, yeah, I just watched it. Okay, yeah. Great job, you watched
That's why I cosplayed from it, because I'm like, this is a really cool arc, and people are sleeping on it.
Yeah, people have to go watch that, and then watch Rebels, The World of Worlds, and then you can see what I'm talking about, because people are overlooking so much content in that, even, like, quick 5 minutes or 10 minutes of the episode, like, quickly, it's there. But people are like, wow, that's a good arc. Like, that's not my favorite, but, like, I'll choose it. Like, my favorite arc has to be the Siege of Mandalore, because that's the most action-packed. But I still remember what happens in the Mortis arc. Like, I didn't forget. Like, it might be my favorite Siege of Mandalore, but I didn't forget it, the Mortis arc. So even with Ahsoka Tano, like, it's weird that she could still be alive and everybody's like, well, she is dead. She's through the Force. But like Dave Filoni said, you could be alive and just talking in the Force. You know? And Ashley Eckstein did the voice of Rise of Skywalker, which was good to me. But also, like, Rosario Dawson's coming on board. So I'm like, Interesting. Like, I like Rosario Dawson for Ahsoka, but it's gonna be weird not to see Ashley, because I really love Ashley.
Yeah, it's going to be weird if everything turns out the way people are predicting. Because, you know, Ashley's been such a big part of this character for over a decade. And I at least hope, if it does work out that way, that she's involved in some sort. Like how they did with Maul in the later seasons and, like, in Solo, where they had Rey and Sam together.
Oh, I love Sam.
And they, like, collaborated and, like, bounced ideas off each other and stuff like that, because it's like both of them are the character, but then at the same time, neither of them were. It's the combination.
It's the combination of the character.
So, and if it's Rosario, and if this all happens, I would be terrified. Those are some pretty big boots to fill.
It is. Like, she better really come. And
you have to do it while wearing heavy, or like crazy prosthetics, makeup, probably doing combat stuff. Like, and you're a fan favorite. So if people don't like it, and especially the Star Wars fandom, because, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you guys are harsh.
Yeah. So I'm worried. Like, and I've always said, if they do a live action Ahsoka, it's going to be tricky. No matter who does it, no matter in what form, it's going to be hard.
It is. And I can't wait to see everything that's going to come from that.
So I trust the people who are involved, you know, making these shows. And if she's involved some sort, then I'm sure it'll be good. But we'll see how the fandom reacts.
Oh, I don't want to be on Twitter after that.
Just delete the app.
Twitter really roasts you people. Like, goddamn. Like, people don't even have, like, a chill button there. Like, they're just sick, done in the head.
I just don't understand when it became okay for fandoms. And Star Wars is, I think, the most guilty of it. But, like, it's happened recently with The Last of Us 2. People attacking voice actors and creatives who worked on it, writers, directors, like, on their personal accounts and stuff like that. It's just, they were just doing their job.
Yeah, you guys care too much. Like, I care, but like, the 7, 8, or 9 weren't even that good. Like, I don't even get Rey's story and Kylo's story. Like, are you gonna badger me about hating on them? No, I'm just gonna say they suck. The movie sucked, and let's move on with our life. That's how I think, and that's how you feel. Great job. I'll give you a cookie, and that's it. Like, why is like, so there's so much hate, even when I was telling you about asking people to come on my show. Oh, I don't have time. You're in your house. What don't you have time?
It's like, you're under quarantine.
You're in quarantine. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you like watching movies all day? Like, I know you guys, some people work from home. Totally understand that. But what are you doing? Like, tell me. I really want to know your life story.
I think Star Wars has the best fans and also one of the worst fans.
It does. Like, I think Ashley Eckstein said something like that. Mm-hmm. I think she said there's like really hateful fans and really lovable fans.
Definitely.
You know, like, I personally, like, you can make any movie in the world you want. I'll go see it. But if I don't like it, I'm going to say I don't like it. And you can love the character because, oh, my God, Rey is such a great character. Like, oh, she came from nothing. And then she just became this awesome Jedi with a yellow lightsaber. That's a Skywalker. Really, really, which, people.
Rey's story would have been fine if it was his own thing. But this is the Skywalker saga. So I feel like it should have had more of that impact throughout it.
Yes, we wanted Anakin.
We've talked about this. The fact that they didn't put Anakin in there is a sin.
We want Anakin. We don't want fucking Luke.
So I wish he was by birth a Skywalker, or like Kylo's sister, or like something. And then like Anakin shows up. Something to tie it back to the other 6 movies. Because it kind of felt like it had like a toothpick or two to stand on that connected it back to everything else. And it was just kind of odd. It wasn't a bad movie. None of them were, I thought, were bad. I thought 7 was a rehash of 4.
Yeah.
But again, it's like hard for me because I'm torn, because it's like Rey is going to be such a cool hero for a bunch of little girls and boys. I've been to Disneyland so many times and seen little boys that are begging their parents to buy or have already bought them Rey's staff, like the toy.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's awesome.
That is. Like, I'm a boy that loves Ahsoka Tano, so I'm going to buy everything Ahsoka Tano. You guys are going to deal with it.
Right? And, like, that shouldn't be a weird thing, because it's like, I'm the one who grew up with all the Luke Skywalker stuff, because that's what I had. Yeah. You know? So, it's hard, because it's like, there's good points to the trilogy, it's just I wish for more.
Yeah, I wish we got more of a background story of them.
Clone Wars fans, I think, are extra harsh on it, because we have the benefit of having the whole series to develop these characters and have them have their arcs, and they only got 3 movies. So it's kind of hard, you know, for Rey to be as lovable as Ahsoka.
I don't know how people, like, instantly, like, when they saw The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, I'm a Rey fan. I'm a Rey stan. How? There wasn't enough, really, to, like, how do you like Rey? Like, I don't know. Like, how do you like Kylo Ren? Like, how are you just going from, okay, I was a Luke Skywalker fan, but now I'm like a Rey fan. Like, she really connected to me. Like, I was sitting in the movie there watching these movies and none of them connected to me. Like, I was like, Rey doesn't connect to me. Kylo doesn't connect to me. I was like, how are people connecting to these characters right after the movie aired? I'm like, really? Did Rey touch you that much in The Force Awakens? Like, were you a scavenge girl in Tatooine and you went to go meal shopping and like you were poor or something like that? Because I would love to hear that story, because I don't know how people changed their perspective on, like, I was an Anakin fan, but now I'm going to be a Rey fan because, you know, she's awesome. She's just a girl.
A close friend of mine who I mentioned her when we were talking the other day, who does the really good Ezra.
Yeah.
And she's building a cowl from Fallen Order. She has a bunch of Rey's costumes as well. And she loves Rey. So it'd be interesting to, like, if she were in here to jump in and, like, you know, everyone has their own taste, of course.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
But, like, she had that moment with Rey where it's like she was just so moved and, like, inspired and loves Rey. Probably the same way we feel about Ahsoka.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying on here that I hate Rey and hate everybody's opinion about Rey. I'm just want to ask the question, like,
I think Girl deserved more.
I really think,
like,
she deserved,
like, if anything, I wish Rey had more and better.
Yeah, she was a good character. I liked her. I didn't hate her. Like I said, I don't hate Kylo. I'm just saying how you guys connect to two characters that did not have a good story. You know, like, where did Rey come from? You know, where was Palpatine? Like, we need that backstory on that before
the
movies.
Jumbled.
Yeah, it was, like, a bit rushed. It was like, okay, here's Rey. She doesn't know her parents, but she meets Finn and Poe. But, yeah, that's
it's like,
it.
But then it's like she doesn't know her parents, but wait, then she's a nobody. But wait, actually, she's a Palpatine.
Yeah, like, wah.
But then she's a Skywalker.
Yeah, and then I become a Skywalker. Like, but that doesn't make sense. And then I have a yellow lightsaber that, like, I just got out of my ass. Like, I just got a yellow lightsaber. That's nice. I like yellow. Just like yellow, but it doesn't make sense. No one wants to return to the movies. Like, Finn is done. The guy John, who's like, I'm not coming back.
I saw that. Was that like yesterday? It was really recent.
Where it was like a couple days ago, like maybe 2 days. And then Poe is not coming back unless he needs a new house, so he's gone.
Well, I can't blame them with how horribly the cast was treated by fans. Like, the girl who plays Rose and Daisy deleted her like social media, and I'm sure John Boyega had to deal with racism on some level, because how dare they put a black person in Star Wars?
It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you people?
They already have, so why don't you all calm down?
Yeah, they have Lando. Like, he's not purple.
And Mace Windu and everyone else. And
yeah.
I mean, there could always be more diversity, especially in a universe like Star Wars. It's like, why is there not? But I don't know. It's just sometimes you read things on the internet and makes you shake your head. And it's really sad, too, because I think Finn deserved more of the trilogy. Like, if he kind of felt kind of random, but at the last movie, they made him force sensitive, or said he was all along, that I want to see Jedi Finn.
I know, right? I was ready for that.
I want to see Rey training him, you know?
I was
ready
for that.
He deserves that.
He does. Finn. You deserve everything in it.
Instead of running around and screaming Rey the whole time.
Yeah, it was like, Rey, are you there? Like, I'm literally right in front of you, Finn. But Rey, are you still there? Are you there? But yeah. I didn't get the movies. They were good. Like, I was I was intrigued by them. Like, I was like, yeah, these are really good. But the storyline sucked. The storyline of Rey's character, Kylo's character, even Finn's and Poe's character, like,
yeah, like the random like mutiny.
Yeah, like, and I feel bad. Like you said, they get hated on. Like, it's not their fault. Like, it's not the actor's fault that here's the script and we're going to read it and we're going to play it on television.
Right.
Like, it's not
like,
the actor's fault.
There's a whole team of people responsible for what happened and did not happen. Like, even something as small as fans were saying they wished Admiral Akbar wasn't basically killed off almost off screen, and that he should have been the one to, you know, sacrifice himself and do the lightspeed jump.
Oh, okay. No, yeah.
It's like, even something as small as that, it's like, yeah, no, that would be, like, fan service, but not, like, grossly overdone.
Yeah, but everybody just gotta chill, Star Wars. Like, calm down. We all love it. Stop hating on me and McKenna. All the haters out
or,
there.
Like George said and Dave still says, at the end of the day, Star Wars is for kids.
I know. And so, I'm a kid, so.
Right?
We're a kid. Yep.
Kids of all ages.
But McKenna, we have to exit. I know that we're sad and depressed that we have to cut. I know. Don't cry. I'm here. I'm here to hold you. But where can everybody find you on Instagram? On Instagram. On social media.
I am on Instagram and I think Twitter. Technically Facebook, but I don't really use that much. I do have some old videos and stuff on there, tutorials that people might find helpful. But the Instagram and Twitter are both at Call Me Snips. And the Facebook page, I think, is under Call Me Snips Cosplay.
Ooh, any upcoming projects?
Right now, I am making lots of Leku orders for other lovely Ahsokas to be. But eventually, when I have time to work on my own stuff, I'm going to be revamping my Siege of Mandalore outfit because the one I have was madly made in 3 days for the premiere at Lucasfilm. And it's kind of crap. Compared to my normal work quality. So I want to revisit that with the care and time that I have now, especially now under quarantine.
Awesome. I can't wait for everything that you have coming. I want a Siege of Mandalore vest, Ahsoka made. Just want that. I will pay you for it. And thank you for coming on, McKenna. You are amazing, talented, so sweet person. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for asking me.
You're welcome. Anytime you want a cookie, I give it to you. I gotcha. And I hope we stay friends forever, McKenna. I'm gonna brag about like how I have a friend that knows people in Lucasfilm. Just saying. Just saying. Didn't give any spoilers away, but I'm just saying.
Of course. Well, at the end of the day, just be nice to strangers and you'll be amazed who those strangers end up to be.
Yes. You know? And if you're listening, Ashley Eckstein, I want you on my show. I love you. McKenna's going to get you on.
Oh, God.
McKenna's going to try her Ahsoka talent to get her on. But, guys, you can follow me on Instagram, Chris_Scavoli. On Instagram, at The Scavoli Show. On Facebook, for the old wrinkly people that don't know how to get to these websites. You can follow me on The Scavoli Show or Chris Scavoli, whichever, on Facebook. And, yeah, that's it. McKenna, thank you so much. Call me Snips. I will call you right after this. Snips. Dum, dum, dum. No one cares. But thank you, guys. You're listening to the Scavoli Show. Be safe. Wash your bowls. Wash your balls. Wash everything. Because Corona's out there. And Corona will get you. Get your sorry ass. But thank you, McKenna. We love you. Appreciate you. Can't wait for your upcoming projects. You guys are listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. And I am your host, Chris Scavoli. Thank you. And good night, San Francisco. Woo-woo!